A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting.
We must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing. The atomic bomb explodes. It's a bomb. Duck and cover.
And now here is your host, Spike on the mic.
Oh, there we go. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am he. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic. See how I went French on y'all? All right, I'll come back to America. The Spike on the Mic, and I am here.
Au revoir.
I am here at our plushest studios here at Hooters. I think it's 4215 West Hillsboro. If you get on Hillsboro and you go west, you will see us here out here on the nice patio. If you get to the Veterans, you went too far. If you turn into the Zaxby's parking lot, you didn't go far enough. So now you know where we are. You can come by and see how this sausage is made. But of course, I'm not here alone, ladies and gentlemen. I can't do this alone. So without further ado, let me introduce the crew. I always get that right. In my peripheral vision, we have the man who was just admired about his headphones. Admired it. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
How dare you ask me that?
That's a little soon.
Sorry.
Too soon.
Sorry, I wanted to be defensive. I'm sticking very well.
I don't want you to. I don't want you very well now.
Oh.
But you know who's straightening your peripheral vision? Putting the sounds through your eardrums?
No, he's not in my peripheral vision.
He's right there.
Yeah, he's right ahead of me. Straight ahead. I don't have to turn my head or nothing.
This is the man who's making the music go through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking right in Clark's ahead vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, just straight ahead. I can look straight into Clark's eyes without moving.
Like if we were a fish and had eyes on the side of our head, right?
We wouldn't see each other. Yeah.
Okay, so listen, this is what I'm doing. I'm giving a visual to our listeners.
Exactly. Peripheral would be off to the side.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
You know, when it's been 6 years we've been doing this show.
When you
and
say
6 years, you get it wrong.
When you introduce me and you say I'm in your peripheral, that's correct because I'm on the side of you.
Exactly.
But PW, also on the side of you, is straight ahead of me. So not in my peripheral vision, but your peripheral vision. See?
Let's just see who's out there confused. I am.
Yeah.
I am. All right. Well, then, of course, we have to go ahead and introduce the reason we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason. We like to call him the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like someone who on the next Spike on the Mic show would like everybody to bring in one story about either their father or their mother when they were young.
Wow.
I'm not doing that.
Hello,
you're not going to do that?
Yeah, I don't want to.
That's off-air show
prep. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Clark didn't have a father or a mother.
Yeah, I didn't have. My family's dead.
Yeah.
You was immaculately received it?
Huh?
You was immaculately receptive?
No, my family's dead.
Oh.
Voice of reason.
Alive once, weren't they?
Yeah, he asked that you bring in.
I don't remember. Thanks for bringing up all these old memories.
Well, okay.
Can I bring my therapist? Because I'll need one.
I'd like all the real people to bring in a story.
Oh, I'm not real now. All right, am I, Velveteen Rabbit?
Wow, you do look kind of fuzzy.
I'm a little fuzzy today.
I wish I knew that reference.
All right, let's just do this.
Okay.
Just in time, we don't have we have to know he's always here, right?
Yeah.
Right here at the buzzer.
Yeah. All right.
At the buzzer, and now he's still in hugs.
He should be putting his headphones on and leaning up to the
microphone. Okay. The next sound you hear will be the one and only Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking? See? You was here on time.
I'm sticking like kind of disappointed there was a shooting in a Chicago hospital, so I'm depressed.
There was a shooting in Chicago?
In Chicago hospital.
In Chicago.
That mass shooting.
Oh, it was?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We were due. It's been a couple days.
Yeah.
My Twitter feed didn't find that out.
My watch showed it.
Oh, we may have to talk about that, but yeah. I want to give you, let's give him a big kudos for last week's show. He hosted the show. You did a marvelous job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was really good.
It was awesome.
I just didn't want to mess anything up. Thank you.
All right, so now.
No, we're thinking of replacing the host.
Well, his name is the biggest on the sign.
That's right, yeah.
All right, so now can I have a moment, just a tad bit of silence, because we got to work our way up to this.
All right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to go to another level. This show is about to get at least prettier. And
for sure.
And it probably is going to be more proper. It's going to be more listenable. The next sound you hear is going to be the lovely, the talented, the beautiful, the awesomeness, if that's even a word, Crystal. Crystal, thank you for joining the Spike on the Mic show. And how are you sticking?
I'm great. How are you?
We are marvelous. I'm marvelous.
Good.
So, she's the only one who understands that sticking. You know, we all try to stick someplace. She just said, what's obvious? I'm fine.
I'm good.
Yeah. Wait, Crystal, you and I have passed.
Crystal?
You and I.
Crystal.
Listen. Crystal and I have. Crystal and our paths have crossed. She speaks Spike. Do you speak Spike?
I do speak Spike.
I'm sorry.
That's hashtag unfortunate. Sarcasm.
Yeah.
And do you love speaking Spike?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a phenomenon.
She's the only one.
Oh.
It's a phenomenon.
Yeah. Most white people don't like to be illiterate.
Wow.
Yes. Listen. Ooh.
Most white people aren't even here.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
listen.
True, yeah.
Let me say this. We got guests, ladies and gentlemen, you guys. Make this look good, okay?
Oh, sorry.
I take that back.
Yeah, okay.
I take that back. Hey. I speak Spike, too.
There you go.
Let's learn about Crystal.
Huh?
Let's learn about Crystal.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Let me stop this stupid music.
Why do you want people to sit for 40 minutes and wonder, okay, what's Crystal's deal?
Yeah, what is Crystal's deal?
It's not time to talk about Crystal.
Oh, okay.
What? Okay.
There's other things that take precedence?
Yes. You know what, dude?
Sorry, Crystal.
We talk about three things.
It's okay.
The past, the present, and the future.
See there? And also, we talk about three things.
What sponsors.
Else we, yeah, that's it. And we got to talk about our sponsors.
The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, and by the way.
What's that?
This is the very last time this season we will get free pickles.
Oh, so Chase came in something?
Chase came in seventh.
Right.
Yes, he didn't win the championship. Joey Logano won the championship. But Chase came in seventh, which means free pickles for us.
All right, so there's
this point. And anybody else who's at a Hooters tonight.
Speaking of Hooters, have you ever noticed how Hooters food doesn't have that harsh aftertaste that so many other restaurants have?
Like what?
Oh, good plug.
Harsh aftertaste to their food?
Oh, exactly. Other restaurants.
Any
of Hooters competitors, I cannot name one. There are legal problems that could arise.
And dumb. It would be dumb too.
All right, so let me
yeah, it'd be dumb too.
Let me do this because we have Crystal here. Crystal.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Let me explain how the show goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to hear this too.
What I do is I have ideas, things that I want to listen. I want to voice you guys' opinion. So
you
I
want
have
to voice our opinions.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I want to hear you guys' opinion.
Okay.
So I have topics that interest me, and I'm saying, I wonder how the rest of the people on the show would respond to this. So
that's so interesting.
Question.
Yes. So listen, don't let these guys sidetrack you and get this award deserving show off the track.
Got it.
Because that's their whole moniker.
I have a question. If that's what you want to happen, then why, when we give our opinions, do you always tell us that we're wrong?
Yeah.
Present.
Future.
Because 1 and 1 is 2.
Oh.
Not sometime, not all the time. I mean, all the time. But you guys sometimes make it 3 or yeah. 1 or 2.7.
Right.
And it's my role as Spike on the mic to try to get this right.
Oh.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, Spike.
The oh, yeah.
Voice of reason. Oh, this yeah. is why
somebody has to do that.
Oh, Jesus, what the voice learn, of suck up.
Yeah, what you'll learn is that he's the big suck up here. That's
okay.
why he gets the reason we're
well,
here.
He didn't suck up to me last week, so he's not really a suck up guy.
He did or did not?
Well,
he
you
did,
didn't he did count. He knew that you'd be gone in a week. Yeah.
Excuse me, wrong show. All right, so Crystal.
Yeah, what's now, the point in that, Mark? I mean, gas.
Oh, also, we are a caller-driven show. I must put that out there.
So. No, totally. Don't.
If you want to participate in See How the Madness is Made or be part of the show, give us a call.
Please do.
At 813-699-3900. Matter of fact,
643-937-7892.
We can't wait to hear your toilet flush.
813-699-3900. Speaking of which.
234.
Why are you confusing the people?
Because I don't want anybody to call.
Well, then we should take down the sign and say we're caller-driven.
Exactly, we should. I totally agree.
No, we are caller-driven, so you guys can call even, and I hate to give this guy on the chat line called Turkey Tank. I don't know who that is. And
well, even Turkey Tank.
Turkey Tank. They said hello, and they even gave out the number. So gobble, 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 and blah, blah, blah. By Clark's
turkey
head.
Tank.
Your head, Clark's head. Anyway.
What?
Wow.
Crystal.
Spike.
Let me talk to you.
All right.
It's just Crystal now. Yeah,
it's going to be me and you. We're gonna make, see what happened is we are an award-deserving show.
Okay.
We deserve to win some awards, so let's make this happen, okay? I want you to come bigger than life. I want you to help me
okay.
make me. Can you do that?
Sure.
There you go. Okay, so now all the things out of the way.
Formalities.
I was trying to think of a big word. I couldn't think.
Hey, call me Mr. Tibbs.
So before we get into the show, you guys commented that y'all want to know a little bit more about Crystal so that the people
are
listening.
Of course we do.
Right, so Crystal.
And that was like a half hour ago.
Crystal's never been on the show before. People don't know her.
No.
Okay. So Crystal.
Spike.
Can we give the people a little insight behind the curtain about the lovely, the talented Crystal. One thing I know that you enjoy doing, and that is...
Being taller than Spike.
Fill in the blank. She can't be tall.
She's taller than everybody.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay, you guys misconstrued the word tall.
Oh,
she's white.
I see. That's right.
Oh, that's right, Spike. You're not. We're only tall people here.
Yeah, really. That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so, Crystal.
I confused the code word.
Yeah. All right, let me interview her, please. Crystal, what is a day like in the Crystal's world?
A day in my life? I wake up bright and early at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have bacon?
No, I don't have time for that. I'm at work by 7:30. My day job, I work for an organ transplant company.
Oh, that's admirable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, hold on a second. Work.
Every day?
Every day, Monday through Friday.
How many organs do you have
every
left?
Day there's an organ out there?
What?
Every day there's an organ that need to be transplanted in.
Every day there's somebody in need. So.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You don't
okay.
have to give up any of your organs.
No, no, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. See, I was thinking, you know, you could only work there for like 6 months before you could be out of organs, you know.
You kind of need your heart, kind of need your lungs.
Frequently, the organs are transported in the little coolers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That look very much like a regular cooler.
Yeah, you don't want to mix those
Has
up.
Has anyone ever mixed that up?
No.
Has a ham sandwich ever shown up at an operating room?
Or a six pack of beer?
Yeah.
Not yet.
All right.
No, not yet.
That's There's what safeguards I got for that kind of thing, I'm guessing. Okay.
Okay, professional question.
Yeah.
Do they really transplant organs in igloo coolers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they work.
They have to be chilled.
You have to keep them cool.
Yeah.
That's a good endorsement for igloo coolers.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking in the medical field, they can really have a real thing. They have to go over to the said store and buy a cooler.
I mean, they have sterile containers, yes.
They order them probably special.
But it's just like a normal igloo that they pull behind them.
I'd be damned.
But yeah. No, but if you're on any kind of a traumatic accident, like if you lose a finger or something, you can put it in a cooler full of ice and get it to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
man.
Can, they can save it.
I'm yelling and screaming while that's going on.
I'm not saying you don't put your own finger in ice. Somebody does it for you is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
There's finger transplanters.
If you need to keep your organs cool, try Igloo.
So...
We may have to talk to the Igloo company and find out about that.
Yeah.
So, right, as part of your job, so like a hospital says, hey, we need a kidney stat here, and you guys coordinate that whole logistic thing?
The company I work for, their name is called LifeLink Foundation.
I think I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're based out of Brandon, like literally right across the street from Topgolf.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we service... Puerto Rico, we do Cleveland Clinic, Memorial Regional, down south, we do all of Florida. Yeah, like.
So, do y'all have an inventory of? We got a heart here in section 312.
Yeah,
we got a liver over here in the freezer in
Kansas City.
I suspect that's exactly what they have.
A little more technical, yeah. We have lists. Like, if a patient comes up for a transplant, then they run lists, and if they come to the top of the list, then they get that organ.
Are you guys accredited?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds stressful. Are you stressed out at work?
My job's stressful, but it is also very rewarding.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If I die during the show, will you have to call in and say, hey, we got a fat guy's heart?
Oh, your organs aren't going to be worth very much.
Yeah, really. We might can use your fingers.
They'll call the cat food factory.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right. So, also, what else do you do for fun?
For fun, it's actually right down the street.
Yeah, baby.
Power Hutt.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get.
Come
now
on.
Now you're getting to it.
I am an instructor on staff at a pole dance studio.
Okay,
now enough of that boring stuff with hearts and stuff.
Saving lives.
Yeah, really.
Who cares about that?
Talking about
pole dancing, man.
Have you seen the video of the crew of like eight guys on a subway car dancing? And the one guy does the pole dance, and all he uses is his arms to spin around.
Wow.
That's incredible.
It takes...
That's serious work, the pole dancing.
It takes two things, mighty muscles and no weight.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, when I started doing it, like in January, it'll be 7 years that I've been doing that, and... I've lost like 60 pounds doing it.
Wow.
Like it's legit. Like,
oh, it's a workout?
It's no joke.
Now, does the pole spin or do you spin on the pole?
Sometimes you can put them on spin or you can put them on static.
That should be dizzy.
Yeah.
If it's static, you got to really oil up, though, I bet, because it's abrasive, right?
No.
You don't get pole burns?
No, you need to be able to hold on.
You get pole burn, but...
See, I wouldn't want that. Not that I'm going to do it.
Okay, yeah. Let's describe you instructing somebody on a pole. So... Okay. I walk into the store, or the front place, store. And say...
Oh, what? Studio.
Yeah, the studio, that's the word.
Store.
It starts with an S.
Pole Dance Depot.
Yeah. I walk in, hey, Crystal, I wants to swing.
You wants to swing?
Yeah. What would you do? You say first...
You should go to Oz Wide Shut, then.
First, what'd you tell me to do?
Pay me my money.
First one's not free.
I give you a grill, and that's for the street turn. That's $100.
I would put you through the ringer, and you would probably not
explain what the ringer is. So I come in there, I get a t-shirt and some dolphin shorts.
Dolphin shorts?
Right.
So how old I am.
All right, now see if you can make your whole body 90 degrees to the pole.
And you teach me how to grab a pole,
squeeze
my thighs.
Your thighs, engage your core, yeah.
You should wear a leotard, Spike.
And like, a lot of people, they start... dancing not wearing any shoes, but like I dance on 8-inch platforms now, so like I'm already tall to begin with, but I'm really really tall,
man.
Yeah,
wow.
You do that at the school?
At the school, at the gym,
at the salon,
at the store.
Teaching people, and you're going through the trouble of putting on high heels.
Mm-hmm. Trouble.
Now I could see if you were at a men's club, you might put on the high heels. But, you know, when you're just teaching the course...
It's fun. I mean, it adds a sexy aspect to it.
I'm fine with it.
It's part of the performance, too. It goes along with the costume and the performance. The high heels add to it.
Thanks.
Now, I would like to know if your clientele... Do you know what the breakdown is between people who are doing it for fitness and a hobby, and people who are professionals looking to up their game here in town. Because this town, I don't know if you know, has a reputation.
A little bit of a reputation.
Yeah. So
it depends. I mean, we have probably a 50-50 split.
Really?
Yeah. We get a lot of people who, like myself, started off wanting to do it because they were tired of the gym scene.
Sure.
But then you have the people who are actually in the industry, and they know how to, you know,
so
milkmen dry. But yeah, they want to learn how to. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense.
I like that term, milkmen dry.
Yeah. It makes sense because all they have is their job, but then they have to have a place to work out and work on new routines. And, you know, like a boxer would go to a gym. This is where a dancer, an entertainer goes to work on her moves.
So if I come in there and say, hey, I want to learn how to do the dying swan.
Okay. I would have to research that, but I could figure it out.
And Triple Linda didn't want any of that?
So, and you could teach me how to do, let's say, the Trevisan cross. I don't know these words.
Why are you insisting on making up terms?
Like, when you think of, like, the traditional, like, spin, like the fireman why would you slide show down up? The pole. Yeah.
Oh,
why would you show up at a place you don't know anything about and then make up things you want to learn how to do?
Because I want to sound smart.
Spike.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Too late for that.
Yeah. So, okay, so I say, hey, Crystal, show me your basic move. Teach me the basic move. What is the basic beginner's?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good question.
Pole one.
You're known for being just Spike.
I would just basically put you in the beginner fireman spin.
Fireman spin.
That's just going straight down.
Yeah. Spinning.
I teach you to hold yourself up there.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere, man. You got to crawl before you can walk.
Oh, I can't do the
no, you're not ready for that.
The eagle squirrel?
No.
Do the eagle squirrel.
Yeah.
You got to start there, and then, like Mark said, like you learn, you get stronger, and then you learn to do different things with your body, like hanging on with parts of your body that you didn't even think you could.
Right. Can you spin yourself with just your arms, like the guy in the video?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh.
You must be really strong.
She can do all kinds of good stuff. For sure.
I'm asking because I don't know.
Trust me, I've seen it. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody likes my photos a lot on Instagram.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Speaking of, so what is the Instagrams?
Crystal with a K and an I _ stems. Just like you think stems of a champagne flute? Or
that would be K-R-I.
Get out of there right now.
Settle down, Clark.
I'm down, Clark.
Just keeping with the tone. You know, she works in the organ donation business. That got 5 minutes.
Yeah, then
the pole dancing thing is going to get the rest of the show.
Oh, you damn right.
I'm a liar. It's just Crystal Stems, no underscore on Instagram.
I do have show prep, the things that we really were supposed to talk about.
No, but wait, we have a surprise. We brought this pole along.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just inserted a pole.
I can hear Crystal now. Yeah, get pleasure.
And Crystal, get that money out and I'll start dancing.
Oh,
No, but honestly, I think that is fascinating. And word on the streets is that they're trying to incorporate that into a legitimate athletic event, aren't they?
What do you mean?
They are. I mean, you're going to find people on both sides of the sword on that. Like me, I kind of personally don't want to see it go.
You poo-poo on that idea?
Yeah, I don't. Because if you start making rules and taking the sexy aspect out of it, then you're going to
put clothes on?
No, you're taking away from the artistic aspect of it, from the expression of it.
Correct. It's going to become so technical and so static.
Well, they have they do have that stupid event where they do the ribbons.
There
is hope,
The ribbon dancing, you're good on it. Yeah.
Serious.
That's a good example.
What you're trying to say is that there is, right
I'm
now.
I'm not finding it.
Right now, there is no wrong way of doing it. Whereas they try to make it a sport, then they're going to say your eagle squirrel is not being done right.
I have a feeling if you show up, it's cool the wrong enough way to do it.
Right?
To do it. But, like, who are you to judge me? Like, if I choose to dance like that, then.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
Spike, I have a feeling if you show up, that'd be the wrong way to do it.
It's the best thing ever. Because, like, there's not a lot of places you can go where everybody style is accepted. Like, it's the most encouraging, supportive environment I've ever been in. And Sarah J, my best friend, who's the owner, she has worked very hard to get it that way.
But wouldn't, if they made it an athletic sport, wouldn't that expound the practice? If that's a valid word.
You mean make it more popular?
But Game Over Dude said, let's do this. I don't know what this is. But he sits.
I mean, it's done fine so far without the Olympics getting involved.
It's
so
true. Yeah.
Oh.
The other thing is, if you make it a legitimate, so-called legitimate sport, you're going to have kids doing it. I'm not sure people would see that as appropriate. You're going to have little 8-year-olds trying to, right? Yeah.
Well, there's an element to that because there are people who are against getting kids in mixed martial arts at a young age.
Right.
I mean, it's just, yeah, exactly.
But you can't
you know?
Hit, but a kid is not going to hit so hard. So it's a stupid argument.
So,
it really
so lovely and talented, beautiful Crystal. So you want to keep your little pole spinning thing underground?
Yeah.
Yeah. No altar boys.
No.
whoa! Settle down, people.
Wow.
That took a left turn.
That did take a left turn.
Swan dive.
Serious. All right. Well, then let's do this. Let's go ahead. Thank you for your introduction. And now it's time for you to really. Actually, we might be getting a phone call real soon. But
hell with that.
Let's do the show. Topic changing music.
Well, after covering organ donation and pole dancing, who can tell what the next product is going to be on the topic show?
All right, so listen. I like to call this topic...
Some of those words were wrong. Spike is rubbing off.
I like to call this topic, this don't look like Denzel.
Uh-oh.
This don't look like Denzel. I always say whatever he says. The topic.
Out in California, there's a cyber bank that are offering a very special, special service. Can you guess what the service is? Clark?
Not
it's a
looking
bank,
like.
Yes.
Special service. 24-hour deposit and withdrawals.
There you go. Voice of Reason?
Apparently, you can have a baby from one of the stars.
Oh, good. Close. Gas Man?
They're offering plastic surgery to look like Denzel Washington.
Oh, and PWs?
Not looking like Denzel Washington?
Yes.
All right. That's my guess.
Oh, okay. And then, Crystal, what do you think that California's cyber bank is offering?
Cryptocurrency.
Oh,
nice.
That is a professional.
Yeah.
The one answer that made sense.
Yeah, really. But no. Oh. You're wrong. Wrong as I'll be damned. One of y'all said something about donors. There's a bank out there in California called the CCB. They're offering that they can produce your child to look like a celebrity.
Oh, nice.
Get out.
Yes. Cyber Bank California. They're saying that they offer celebrity look-alike sperm banks.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no, I like how? That. How does that work?
What they're saying is they will give you a picture of – no, you give them a picture of this said – celebrity that you're looking for.
Okay.
They have donors who match that criteria.
Oh, okay.
And they say that they will mix yo and yo together and then you will get a celebrity lookalike. Now, they have certain criteria. You must be 5'9 or taller.
Okay.
Why? What does that donor, got to do with it?
What if I want my baby to look like Danny DeVito?
Yeah, or Mickey Rooney. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I guess you'd be in the special category. You have to be...
That's disqualifying before I even get started, you
said. Exactly, yeah.
That's not fair.
That's discrimination.
What if I want to call it Dewey Cheatham and Howe?
Okay, listen. I'm just giving you the criteria.
That's the spike on the mic law firm, Dewey Cheatham and Howe.
They want... You got to be 19 to 38 years of age. These are the suppliers.
Okay.
Yeah, well...
You have to have...
That leaves Danny out.
You got to have like an advanced degree in good health, legally can work in USA.
An advanced degree in good health?
Yes, and nice. And good health.
Oh, so you got to be a doctor then.
Yeah.
And this is like...
If you got all that going for you, it doesn't matter what you look like.
And the last,
it's going to be a good kid.
The last thing I want to think, you have to look like a celebrity.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I look like, let's see.
Danny DeVito. Yeah.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I heard a laugh. Where did that come from? Somebody, when I said I look like a celebrity.
I have a dream today.
No, people say that I have some Denzel in me.
No. Nobody says
no.
Nobody says
no. There's that laugh again.
I just heard that. Hey, Spike, no. I just heard that recently.
No, you didn't.
I also have...
Yeah, like about 2 minutes ago.
No. Another kiss who is, ass.
No, less than two
hey,
minutes ago.
Baby, I need some more waters. Who was in Steers and Queers? Not Steers and Queers.
What?
You were in that. You were in the starring role.
Yeah, Johnny, not Johnny. What the name of the damn song? With
I
the,
have
with
no
the,
idea I wanna what fly, you're talking about.
I want to fly jets. I want to fly jets.
Louis Gossett Jr., an officer and a gentleman.
Yes, that's officer and gentleman. I have a little Louis Gossett Jr. in me.
No.
Maybe just, no.
No.
I have a little one of the Bell Bib DeVille boys.
The nope.
What?
Bibel DeVille.
Bibel DeVille.
No, not yeah. them. Who was those guys before
New
they
Edition?
Broke up? New Edition.
New Edition.
Ralph Transvac.
No.
No. No.
Hope
no.
you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
You got some Mom's Mabley there. I yeah. see that.
And a little buckwheat. Yeah. Yeah.
And the line from Officer Gentleman. You from yeah. Texas? Two things. Tell us from Texas. Steers and Quiz. Which
right.
one are you?
All right, so Crystal. Crystal, not to put you on the spot. Who do I look? Couldn't I be a celebrity donor?
No. No, is that what this
doctor just smiled? Is Crystal a transviloquist?
Is that what this... Is that what
are you a transviloquist?
Shut up, Spike.
Is that what this topic is?
Yo, I'm just trying to. If I go into California, I might be going in a couple weeks.
Oh,
I might
want
to try to you know supply. Right.
Can we have next topic?
What was the age again?
Oh,
yeah. I think you're out, bro.
Okay. So anyway, they saying they can't guarantee that your offspring will look like the celebrity, but They're within.
But they're still willing
70,
to charge you.
Yeah, expensive amount of money. And people are buying off on that.
Wow.
Now, question to the legal riffraff and shipping containers.
A transveloquist is someone who doesn't identify with the voice they were born with. So
you got to put that in your act, man. That's awesome, yeah. Clark. Oh, yeah. That's awesome, Clark. Yes.
Transveloquist.
They're trying to get the... What? They're trying to get the train on the track. Crystal, would you participate in the CCB celebrity lookalike trying to get your offspring?
For myself? No.
So you want your offspring to look like Madonna?
No.
I just grabbed a name.
That was a very poor grab.
So you want the kid to look like you?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh my God!
Why would you want your kid to look like you?
Is that wrong?
Is that such a bad thing?
Is that right?
Yeah. Jesus!
Just because your kids look like the male man, I mean, Jesus Christ!
I'm just saying they're making money out there, and you know how LA Hollywood big people are. They're crazy about things like that. So, hey, is the phone line on?
Yeah, it's
okay,
on.
Okay, all right.
It is. It's totally on.
All right, and so
wouldn't that be creepy though to see like a couple leaves the hospital and like they look okay? They're people, and their baby looks like a celebrity. You know, like what? Why is that? Why does that baby with those people? No, that's weird, man. That's weird. A little Denzel Washington sitting at your table while you and your partner don't look anything like Denzel Washington. People would be like, what's going on there?
Why are you trying to fight these people's hustle?
I'm just trying to understand. That's all. And also, what happens if it doesn't work? What if the baby doesn't come out looking like the celebrity?
Oh. Do you get your money back?
Yeah, you get all your money back?
No, right. What happens is you read the fine print in the contract. It says,
if your baby looks like King Kong.
No celebrity is meant to look exactly like the donor.
Yeah.
Nor should you assume that your child will look exactly like that.
Fake
Scam.
News.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just saying that's what they have. All right. Well, then, if you guys don't like that, let's go.
I'm in the delivery room,
all right,
and the baby comes out, and I'm like, I've never seen Denzel Washington cry like that.
Oh, that's because it's Alex Trebek.
Sheesh. All right, well, then, let's go ahead. Topic change the music.
Go.
That was dumb. This is probably dumber. The next topic on the Spike on the Mic Show. Show.
There you go.
All right, so here. This is right up your alley there, Crystal. You are going to be the subject expert on this matter here.
That's good.
Again?
Yes. Subject, right. I mean, this topic jumped out at me. I didn't even think about you until this topic jumped out at me.
Okay.
All right.
Name of the topic is...
Ooh. She got legs.
She got legs.
Yes.
It's easy top.
Yeah, it really is. No, the question of the day is... This is not the real question, but I'm going to ask you this. Why do women wear high heels?
Oh.
Now,
dude.
You want to answer that?
Oh, yeah.
I know the answer.
Because they look freaking great.
Right? Voice of reason?
It's to make the... rear side of the the girl become more pronounced.
Yep.
Voice of reason.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. Same thing.
All right. Well, then, subject matter expert.
And calves.
Why? Yeah. Why do women wear high heels?
So they can see over the.
Doesn't
the
take
fence.
Much for me.
So they can reach
stuff. Yeah,
get stuff off the top shelf.
Oh, I gotta get those cookies. Where's my 8-inch heels?
Yeah. All right, so gas man, what are you doing? He's okay. So the reason the reason that has been given out here on the internet,
okay,
is not only do women wear high heels, and I shouldn't say women's. Not only do people wear high heels.
Wait, it is women mostly.
No,
come on.
You ever heard of
my best friend? Is gay and he wears the same size heels that
drag
I do.
Queens wear heels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. The one that's known as a symbol, Prince used to wear the heels.
Prince wore high heels.
Exactly. This is the scientific reason why women wear high heels. Now you can debunk this reason as you debunked it. The lip celebrity lookalike. I don't understand that.
Okay.
Gasman, why since you participating? Why do you think women wear high heels?
It sort of makes their ass more shapely.
There you go.
Makes their booty stick out.
That's a common thing between you people. Yeah. Well,
that ass.
They said no. That they say it's to make the legs and ankles look more attractive. Listen, you can't fight science.
Yeah, I guess if they say that.
An ass man can fight science, yeah.
Crystals?
Crystals.
Yeah,
you have long legs. What do you say?
I love wearing
heels.
Were
you named after the hamburger place?
No. Unfortunately, no.
Is it uncomfortable? It looks painful to some women. Like, some women can't walk in those things. Right. It looks like
sometimes
they're on the verge of hurting themselves.
I mean, the heels I wear in the studio, the platform in the front of the shoe is, it decreases the heel or the slope of your foot. Right.
Oh, okay.
So you can wear them for longer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you got it. So you have yours jimmy-rigged.
Do your toes actually come to a point, you know, when you jam them in those?
No, I mean, they're just like any other pair of shoes.
Oh, all right.
So, wait.
They're just
you seem disappointed, Peter.
I think I just crushed him.
Yeah.
But does it make you feel more grown up when you put on high heels?
Absolutely. Yeah. I like it because it's when I'm out in public, I'm going to wear heels, and it's people, just their reactions to me. It sometimes, like, I catch some staring, and I'll, like, lock eyes with them, and I'm like... I caught you.
And they usually cower and run.
Now, let me ask what may seem like a personal question.
Uh-oh.
You are tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not like.
Have you ever worn the heels in order to intimidate a man who maybe you weren't interested in? Like, I'll get this guy right off my front porch right away when I show up and I'm 6 inches taller than he is.
Eight inches.
Have you ever done that? But have you ever worn them as like a defense mechanism against little dudes?
No. A guy I was dating for a while, he was significantly shorter than me, but he loved it.
He was into it? Okay.
He loved it.
Oh, you would do that?
I did that.
Tall women are awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, but they also said, let me see how you feel about this. They also said that it makes the person wearing the heels appear lighter, few pounds lighter. Do you bite off on that?
Wouldn't it be like the thing if you wear stripes, it'll make you look taller?
it's an optical illusion.
Like an aesthetic thing?
Well, I can say if you're my size, standing on your toes is more difficult.
Yeah.
No, it's not about the distivity.
Yeah, the distivity.
You know, like
speaking of Spike again.
Difficult, and then you lock it up. Okay, anyway, they say that.
Transveloquist.
I would say yeah. I think so because I notice when people lose weight, they seem to look taller to me. I notice if somebody lost a significant amount of weight.
This is why we're here, Chris.
This is because he's a suck up.
So how do you feel about this? Is that not true?
Being reasonable and with my voice.
No, you're a sucker.
So, Crystal, is that not true that
I'm the reason you're here?
Wearing heels makes you look lighter.
Lighter and longer, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, right.
elongates.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
So see, y'all can't fight science. This is why women wear heels, to make their legs look better, their ankles, and to look like they lost weight. This is what the study says. I don't make this stuff up.
No.
I mean, I kind of do, but I don't make all this up.
I love women, but their ankles are like the last thing I'm
checking out. Right. If you're wearing heels to make your ankles look skinny, then you're in the wrong business. Yeah.
Well, this is what the study says, and I
That's
can't.
Actually interesting. How'd you find this topic? Because that's not usually in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, what? You're looking at a
what,
porn
women?
Site or something?
Women?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I mean, did you actually plan to have a topic about high heels, knowing that you would have a tall woman on the show?
No, this was topic last
week. Okay, I didn't think so.
This was topic last week, but Gas Man took over the show, so we let him do this.
And I didn't get the show prep, so it was
Can high heels make cankles look better?
Yes, yeah. According to the study. Right?
Really? Cankles?
She doesn't have cankles. How would she know?
Thank you.
All right. Let's just
I wasn't asking her.
Let's just go topic changing music.
Oh.
And now, another shoe-related topic on the Spike on the Mic Shoe Show.
Well, I am a foot guy. I loves me some feet.
Oh, no. Wow, don't TMI. Make that correct. Don't make that correct that it's another shoe-related
topic. It's not. Okay. It's not, but I was just going with that.
Okay.
All right. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the topic of, the question of the day.
Oh, boy.
We should have question of the day music, but let's not.
Yeah.
Question of the day. And I need you guys, I need all you illegal riffraff in the shipping containers opinion and the beautiful, talented, tall, smart, sexy ankles.
Skinny ankles.
Skinny ankles. Yeah. Crystal. <there and that.
laughs>
Question of the day.
You got it all in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
And before you guys shout out an answer, think about this. I want you to go into recesses, crevices of your mind, research this, and think about it.
Okay.
Is getting your significant other tattoo on your body the kiss of death?
Yes.
Is getting your significant
other
tattoo on your body the kiss of death?
Yes. It came out fast, didn't it?
Yeah, really.
Right. Yes.
So, is that a kiss? So, of course, you got to go around the room. You got to ask the question. Now, I'll start out with you, PWs.
Well, if you count my mom, yes.
Oh, dude.
Wait. I was going to say you have to show your homework, but never mind. Never mind.
Shut up, PW.
Yes. Gas Man, is getting the tattoo of your significant other the kiss of death in that relationship?
Yes, for sure.
Show your homework. Why?
Because if you love somebody that much, you shouldn't have to get your name tattooed on you.
Oh, absolutely.
You shouldn't even have to be a thing.
So corny. I'm sorry.
What? No, that's so perfect. Yes.
All right. Voice of reason.
I think it's if you want to get rid of somebody, lend them money. If you want somebody to get rid of you, put their tattoo their name on your body.
Wow.
Oh, and then Dr. Captain Clark?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea, but I don't think it's what causes a relationship to break up. So
right?
I don't think it's the kiss of death, no.
And also, I know
it's probably
tattoo
a bad
artists.
Idea.
That sounds more like the voice of reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know tattoo artists who will not tattoo someone's name on them. If they come in
Serious?
There, they won't do it.
Well, if they smell alcohol in your breath,
wrong show.
That's
wrong
different.
Show. Yeah. That's to turn my head, then they won't do that.
No,
just hiccup.
If I turn my head, then it won't do it.
Your mic
chocolate
goes with
rain.
You. Yeah,
Crystal.
Chocolate rain.
Question of the day: is getting your name tattooed, getting your sniffing other's name tattooed in your body, the kiss of death in your relationship?
Yes.
Expound. Wow. Show your homework. Right. Why?
Just because it says Mark on your forehead.
Hey,
you know,
hey! Don't pull the curtain back. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you don't expel all our secrets.
Yeah.
Actually, a face
why do you think that
you?
Is?
Why?
A face tattoo of anything is a kiss of death. So,
unless you're Mike Tyson.
Right.
Yeah.
I went the non-traditional route and did initials, and I had to get that covered in.
Oh man.
Yeah.
But what makes the tattoo? The dun 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 dun. That's the kiss of death.
Well, it's
music.
Like a lifetime commitment.
Because it's permanent.
Yeah.
Tattoos
it's,
are permanent.
Because marriage is supposed to be forever.
Yeah.
I mean, last time I checked, it was supposed to be.
And when I got married, I got married forever. Little did I know, forever was only like 2.5 years.
Well, yeah, it seemed like forever, didn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. After we got divorced, that's what it seemed like forever. That was a long part.
So, I want to burn up my body, right?
All right, go ahead.
I want to put this on my body. So I'm good with putting Spike on my arm, right?
Yeah, because you
that's
know
your
you're
name.
That
that's your dog, name.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, is it not the kiss of death, Dr. Captain Clark?
Well, I hear you talking about getting tattoos and taking pole dance classes. I think you're having a midlife crisis.
Get you in a pair of heels.
Yeah.
No. Riddle me, Batman. Getting a tattoo of your significant other, is that the kiss of death
I
in a
said,
relationship?
I said no. I don't think so.
You
I
don't?
I think it's a bad idea. I don't think a tattoo causes your relationship to break up. It's just a bad thing to have when the relationship does break up for other reasons. I don't think doing that causes you to break up with somebody. So it's not the kiss of death, in my opinion.
Crystals?
Maybe it is. I don't know.
What Mark said, like, it's a permanent, like, expression of your love forever.
Right.
Hard eye roll there. But, I mean...
Come on, let me have it. Give it to me, baby.
Is it unrealistic expectations cause problems?
Yeah, I mean, the tattoo itself, no, it doesn't. But it's setting up a precedent of what you're expecting. Yes, marriage is supposed to be forever, but we live in an imperfect world where screws fall out every day. So, you know.
Right. All right. So, listen, we got some latecomers here. There's just some gang. I got to ask you. You just got here. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. The question of the day, and I want
oh, you're
everybody
in it now.
Yeah, everybody in it.
Can we introduce the new person so people aren't just confused that people just walk in and put on headphones?
Well, this is how we do it. We roll like that. You know, there is no...
Just do the show at a bus station.
There is no... There's no dotted line
that's
on this
where
spike
we
of the
need to do the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
So, now we figured it out.
Yeah. The next sound you're going to hear is Roxanne. She's been on the show before.
What up, what up?
What's up? So let me ask you this. Is getting a tattoo of your significant other the kiss of death in a relationship?
Yeah, I think it puts like a...
Wait until...
Right. Roxanne has gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you can hear. Yeah.
Sorry. Excuse moi. I think it jinxed the relationship a little bit, for sure.
So once you go...
Oh, yeah.
That's all. That's setting the standard to say it's not going to happen.
Is this being brought up because of, like, Ariana Grande?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Didn't even know that. Yeah, who is that?
Because I think her and Pete Davidson got tattoos, right?
Yeah,
and
now,
they
a
did.
Bunny ear or something.
So going around the room, asking your legal... Oh, this is a phone call.
Oh, good.
All right.
Stay right there, Audrey.
This is the real reason why we're here.
We are Call Jim Social. Let's go ahead and answer the call. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Hey, what's going on, Spike?
Oh, okay. Well, listen.
Sandman.
My man, Boots is Sandman.
What's happening?
You were scheduled to call at 7:30.
Yeah, I was in a meeting, man.
There's a schedule on this show?
Hey, so I want to say this. This is the Sandman. I call him Bootsy. He's living out there in the California IE.
Oh.
He's out there.
Yeah, in the call zone.
Yeah. Hey, quick question. I want to ask you that there. How is the wildfires? Is it big as it says, or is that just propaganda?
Propaganda.
Is it what?
Is it real, like they show on television, or is it
real?
Like, no, I'm saying like in Florida when they show hurricanes, everybody think that the world is dying.
Right, exactly. They
oh,
exaggerate.
No. Yeah, the fire is for real. It's for real. There's 150,000 acres that just got burned, so it's real.
How did
it? It's 2 hours away, and our air quality is horrible. So
you're
two hours
2 hours away from the fire?
Yep.
And you can
still smell it.
Wow.
Snap. Okay, yeah. So I'm in Florida and I'm digging quality air over here.
You Florida? You in Florida. For real though.
The hell you say.
Yeah, really.
For real though. Okay. You might go to Vegas because the Raiders are there, but that's about it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm out. Raiders until they get rid of Gruden. But don't try to distract Don't try to distract me.
John Gruden is a legend in Tampa. What is wrong with you?
Oh, that's right.
All right, listen.
He's a Hooters dishwasher.
Boots, man, you know me, and so I'm asking the hard-pressing questions.
All right.
What started the fires?
I'm sitting out for this. Oh, I don't know. They're talking about the electric company started the fire, but You never know.
The electric company.
The TV show.
Hey,
PG&E.
You guys.
And what happens is when their equipment go bad, it go bad because it's happened before. No. When their equipment go bad, they actually call somebody 5 minutes before the fire started. So they wanted to, they were calling her so they could shut her power down because they wanted to do some work on the electrical lines in that same area that where the fire started.
Well, the president says you guys haven't been raking.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
That was fucking classic.
Shouldn't you be raking the leaves?
Yeah, why aren't you guys raking up your fire stuff?
Did we lose you?
Hello.
I can't hear. I didn't hear anything. I heard,
Sorry.
All right. Well, Dr. Kevin Clark made a smart ass remark.
No, I just point out what the president said because that's, you know.
Yeah, the president said you should have been raking the leaves.
Oh, I think where the president failed to understand was I think he was talking about a federal agency that he basically controls. That if he wanted that done, he could have.
He could have done it. I mean,
at the end of the day, the buck stops with him.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, so listen, I love you being our California correspondent on natural disasters.
Yeah. You gotta have me go out to the Raiders game, man. You gotta give me some Raiders tickets. You gotta give me like the passes to get the free beer.
See, listen,
I could get you right down in the zone with the crazies.
Boosie, listen to me. The Spike on the Mic budget is kind of small. All right, don't be trying to get kind of small.
Oh, now I know. It's the Spike. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But hey, you want a T-shirt?
T-shirt.
So
are you gonna give me yours? What?
Yeah,
it's just a white, white Fruit of the Loom T-shirt. That's
yeah,
all.
Really, it has no brand on it. Just straight white T-shirt.
Spike, why are you taking my T-shirt back?
Yeah. All right, so
stain on the one side.
So, yeah. All right, so.
Oh, that's
listen,
Steve's T-shirt.
I want to say that. I want to say this to our California.
Hey, is Steve there?
Yeah, Steve is there.
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's been a long time.
I'm glad you censored yourself
that
there.
Long flowing lock.
Oh, wait a minute. Who is this? Yeah.
Still do.
It's Sandy. You know Sandy.
Sandy!
Yeah, this is
P-Dub. This is P-Dub.
He don't remember you.
Paul Fenton.
He don't remember you.
No. I couldn't hear it. I heard Pete.
Yes. P-W. Paul Fenton.
I know Paul. That's the man right there, man.
There you go.
Sandy, I'll never forget you saying when A and B have a conversation, see yourself out of the picture.
Oh.
I didn't say see your ass out.
Well, it was at work, so.
That's what I say.
All right. So Boosie.
I was just being polite back then, probably.
Yeah. Boosie, I want you to get your sexy voice on. I want you to say hello to Crystal and Roxanne.
Wow.
Wow? Is that where you're going?
Damn.
He's tongue-tied already.
What?
Is that how you get down a Spike?
You know me.
You have a sexy voice.
Yeah, you're right.
That's not how you got to do it, player. You got to be sincere. That sexy voice, though, it only goes so far.
Okay. I see how you smooth.
You got to understand.
Crystal.
Hey.
You got to understand. Hey, Spike's going through a midlife crisis, so.
You could always flush the toilet.
Yeah.
hey, Bootsy, before I let you go, I got to ask you this question here. That was the question.
When did he become Bootsy?
Yeah, that's a long story.
Oh, come on. I want to hear that.
I got to ask you the question of the day that we had on the show, and I want you to give me your honest assessment. Big word right there.
Okay.
Is getting a tattoo of your significant other the kiss of death in a relationship?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Show, he's got a tattoo.
Show your homework. Explain.
Show my homework.
Yeah, you got to explain. Well, you can't just say no.
Come on. I mean, if you're gonna do the tattoo, you really thought about this short. For me, I would have thought about this short term and long term.
Sure.
Short term is, you know, how it would land for her when I get it done for her, and then long term. I want to be in this committed relationship long term if I'm going to put this tattoo on my arm.
Don't do it, you Sandy.
Nah, I'm not doing it. He better. Hey, she didn't ask me for it, so she know how I am. So I'm not going to be a question.
Don't do it.
Oh, okay. Well, you're one of the few guys, according to the panel here, who says that is not the kiss of death.
Yeah, that's not the kiss of death. You gotta have your game on straight, man.
There you
go. If you're gonna do the tattoo, if you're gonna do the tattoo, it's your idea.
Player.
You know what he said? You made it your idea in the first place. Come on.
All right, then. Well, listen.
Right?
Listen, this show is only an hour, and I appreciate you calling. That's why, so I'm going to go ahead and thank you for giving us a call.
Yeah, I got kind of nervous when you say, hey, you got to call us. I'm like, damn, what happened to Spike? So who's us?
Yeah, that's okay. Man. That's okay. You did well.
I'm glad it's Spike on the mic. I've listened to you before online. I think I've told you that before.
Oh, yes. He's the one.
Really?
Are you guys on Apple Music or iTunes, wherever I could download the podcast?
We everywhere. Yeah. We everywhere.
You know, we always wondered who that one guy was listening.
We're currently working on a deal with Spotify.
So. You accounted for your parents calling, your kids.
My parents don't listen no more.
Mississippi.
All right, man, listen. I'm gonna hit you up a little later on, but I got to get out of here, all right?
All right, you guys take it easy.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Nice talking to you, Sandy.
All right, guys.
All right,
take
care. Thank you, Mark.
You said the show's only an hour. It seems so much longer. So long.
So much longer. Yeah. All right, well, listen. This is what we do, Crystal.
Spike.
What we do, we have to go around the room, and we have to ask the people what stuck with you. What stuck with you tonight? So, PW, what stuck with you tonight? Oh, actually, I'm doing a little early, ain't I?
Yeah, we got time. Sure.
PW, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me was the way certain people look in high heels.
There we go. And the voice of reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Really, how quickly the show went. I think we had some excellent topics. I think it was we really did a great job with it tonight.
I love this man.
It just seems like everything went by so quickly.
I love this man.
I wish it could last a little longer.
I understand. I totally understand. Yeah. You know, us being in the ward.
He's not the reason we're all here. He's the reason Spike is here.
Just great job. This might be the best show ever.
War deserving.
Paul usually says that, but.
Yeah, Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
I believe it.
It stuck with me that I find it highly offensive what Steve just said. This is the best show ever. Since I hosted last week.
Yeah, exactly.
You only want to explain that to yourself?
But what stuck with me is that we didn't get in a Crystal being a boxer and beating the brakes off of a grown-ass man.
Oh, man.
So we got to have her back.
Oh, yeah, she's got to come back.
I was going to get there. All right, Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Considering some of the topics we had, that it wasn't nearly as pervy as it could have been.
That's true.
Usually it's by default pretty pervy.
Pretty pervy, yeah.
But I don't know, there was some restraint tonight. I don't know what happened. You guys not feeling well?
No, have you listened to this show? We are.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
You're talking about skinny ankles. I mean,
skinny ankles.
Yeah, it could have gone much worse than it did.
It could have.
So, yeah.
And I don't even know why I'm giving her some airtime. She walked in here on the 7:30.
I know, the last second.
On the 7:30 hour. Yeah.
That's the best recommendation you'll ever get from Clark.
And you complain about me being late. What the hell?
Really. All right, Roxanne, you've been on the show before. You know how it works. You know how the train gets off the track a whole lot. What stuck with you tonight?
I don't really have a lot to go on with that. We only talked about one topic.
Uh-oh.
Audrey. Just saying, hey.
Who?
Audrey shook her head back and forth, sideways.
All right, listen.
There's no one named Audrey just here. It's a myth.
Okay, listen. This
excited
is
excited for the game tonight.
This is a Spike on the Mic show. And listen to what stuck with me tonight. What stuck with me tonight is I tried to educate you people on long legs. Tried to educate y'all on going to California and getting you a lookalike celebrity. But y'all didn't want to do that. That's okay. It's all right. Crystal, I love sticking my microphone in your mouth.
Oh!
Can I have you back?
There's the pervy part.
Yes, there's the pervy part.
Oh, thanks for saving it at the very end.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
We have you back. Okay, so listen, we're going to check our schedule, and we'll be back. I'm the Spike on the Mic show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for playing. and we out. Thank you again for Boots is Sandy, California. Spike out. One.